Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
You know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
Hey, can I say Happy New Year?
Yes.
I wish we had a noisemaker. It's possible. 2017's got a new rule, and we are going to delve into it with joyous salutations and rejoicing coming up in a little bit. Also going to talk to a guy who's got an app that's going to allow you to win money every time you even get close getting a hole in one.
That's a good idea.
So no longer does it only count in horseshoes.
Yeah.
Close counts in golf now, too. We'll be talking to Clint about the Eagle Watch golf app coming up in a little bit. And a rule change that goes into effect. A local rule for now, but hey, we'll make it count. All right? That and a whole lot more is coming up. We're all those weekend golf guys. Hang with us. The Chili Whacker.
That's
Once
right.
you stop giggling, Jeff, tell them what it does.
Eric Childs, a developer of this thing, he's a PGA professional from Minnesota. He has developed this great swing trainer aid that works for every single person. What this thing is this is essentially a tripod with a little rack on top of it that holds a couple of swim noodles, and I can put this in position so that I can make sure that people swing perfectly on their best swing plane right down through the best impact position possible. It's really versatile. I can do anything with it. This is the perfect thing for somebody to have right behind them, right next to them, wherever they need to make their club move through. This thing can help. I bought two and I'm ready to go.
Call the Chili Whacker. How do you order one?
Go to chiliwhacker.com and order it. Put in a code GOLFGUYS. He'll save you some money if you do that. I think you're going to save 10% if you just type in the word GOLFGUYS in there, and he'll be happy to send you one.
Chiliwhacker.com. GOLFGUYS is the code. You're going to save some money. Go there. Do it now before you forget. And we are back, those weekend golf guys. John Ashton in studio. Jeff Smith.
I like being back.
Yeah.
Back's
yeah.
good.
It's nice. Yeah. We should do that. The golf guys are back. Just have pictures of us. No shirts, just from the back. The golf guys back. Back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, it won't work that way. Anyhow.
Your sun burns. Should we go which way?
John Ashton, Jeff Smith, and Trumpet producer Mark Hunter, all together, those weekend golf guys, got a fun thing coming up in a little bit, how you can actually win money every time you play golf, which is not too shabby.
Play against you? Is that, is that how we're doing that? Just saying.
I have played for money twice, and I have yet to lose. It's just something about it. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah, the competitive juices come out, or I don't know. I don't understand what it is. Maybe you take it easier, spend more time, you think harder. I'm not sure. Maybe you don't think as hard. Whatever it is just the
Jeff's counting his money.
We have a gamer.
I ain't playing you for money.
No. I was just figuring out if you really can step up your game at that point, we might go out as a team.
Well, there you go. This is my friend Jeff. He doesn't get to play often.
He's not very good.
And his equipment, he's using these Kirkland golf balls. Never heard of them.
No.
Except I think all of us have heard of them. They are like the talk of the internet. For those who don't have a Costco close,
Costco warehouse store, you know, buy in bulk.
Yeah.
These are their name brand is Kirkland. Everything that they do, that, you know, their generic brand
is
called Kirkland. And they say that anything that they put their name on has to be as good, if not better, than the national brand against which they are competing.
Really?
And lo and behold, they came out with golf balls.
Hmm.
And I have heard people say, and it's not people who are being paid by Costco, it's people who have actually played these balls, that, if you pardon the expression, they are as good as those pro balls that people play on tour a lot.
You mean the ones with the big name brands?
The big name brands. The ones that don't spin as much off the tee and that spin like heck off of a face of a wedge.
Uh-huh. I play with those golf balls.
Yes, you do. And they say that these are as good for a lot less. I think they're like $20 for two dozen.
Hmm.
Or maybe $30 for two dozen. Don't quote me on the price. But they come, as you would expect, from a warehouse store.
So you're saying they're a lot less, but you really don't know how much.
I don't know how much less, but they are substantially less. They charge less for a two dozen box than the big name brand charges for a one dozen box. Okay? So it's almost like buy one, get one free. And they're supposed to be just as good. They're so good they ran out. They were gone.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, the entire store. You couldn't find them anywhere. The entire chain. Everywhere in the country. Gone.
I wonder if the big companies have sent someone in to buy them up in bulk to go figure out how to get them off the market. And then go figure out what the heck they actually did. So they can, you know, probably what they'll be looking at is, you know, cut open a few balls and test a few things and make sure that their patents had not been violated.
Yeah. Do you really think that they went out and designed and created and manufactured their own balls? Or do you think that they went to, like, the big company and said, hey, how many you make as opposed to how many you sell? Let us buy what you got left over. We'll put our name on them. And we'll sell them for cheap.
I'll bet you that there's not a manufacturer out there that wants their golf ball getting beat when it's their own golf ball.
Well, as long as they're making the same amount of money and, you know, factory direct price, if Costco's paying the same amount to the factory as, you know, they get selling them to whatever distributor, wholesaler, whatever they do already, then, you know.
Yeah, the downside to that is that their golf balls are now, with their name on it, are now being they're all the marketing they've done for their own golf balls
That's
is
true.
Getting undermined by people going to Costco and buying their same golf ball.
Yeah.
So they're kind of losing, you know, they're losing market share for sure.
Yeah.
Which means they've spent an awful lot of money
on
trying to tout their own name.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to bet that they've done something to get somebody to build them a golf ball with certain specs.
Yeah.
And the combination of those specs just turned out to be pretty good.
Well, we probably need to research this further. The company, I mean, a lot of people, bigger guys than us in the media, have attempted to get those types of questions answered. Who builds it? Who makes it? Where's it come from? Where do you buy it? And they're remaining very tight-lipped. Very, very tight-lipped.
Well, because they know a couple things. They want to bring them back to the market in the second wave of them and raise the price.
Yeah, probably. It's the whole drug dealer thing, right? Give the first ones away and then raise the price once you get hooked. Hey, we're going to talk when we come back about one new rule that we are just thrilled to death that is going to be instituted beginning January 1st, 2017. A few more rules we'd like to see them adopt, but, yeah, you know, we can worry about that maybe a little later on in the year. We're just happy about this one. And then later on in the show also, we're going to talk to a guy who's got an app that's got you a way to make some money on a golf course. So all that and more is coming up. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. We suggest you stay where you're at because we will be right back. the Chili Whacker.
That's right.
Stop giggling, Jeff, tell them what it does.
Eric Childs, a developer of this thing, he's a PGA professional from Minnesota. He has developed this great swing trainer aid that works for every single person. What this thing is this is essentially a tripod with a little rack on top of it that holds a couple of swim noodles, and I can put this in position so that I can make sure that people swing perfectly on their best swing plane right down through the best impact position possible. It's really versatile. I can do anything with it. This is the perfect thing for somebody to have right behind them, right next to them, wherever they need to make their club move through. This thing can help. I bought two and I'm ready to go.
Call the Chili Whacker. How do you order one?
Go to chiliwhacker.com and order it. Put in a code GOLFGUYS. He'll save you some money if you do that. I think you're going to save 10% if you just type in the word GOLFGUYS in there, and he'll be happy to send you one.
Chiliwhacker.com, GOLFGUYS is the code. You're going to save some money. Go there. Do it now before you forget.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
We are those weekend golf guys, and we are here, John Ashton, Jeff Smith, and Trevor producer Mark Hunter, and great guest coming up in just a few minutes. Going to explain a brand new app, brand new thing available at numerous golf courses around the country right now, and soon to be many more, on how you can win some big bucks for a hole-in-one without having to participate in anything special. So that's going to be good. You're going to want to hear that. And I'm sure by now you've heard about the rule change. Now, it is a local rule because they can't get everybody together to rewrite the book quite this quick.
Yeah, they do that every 4 years.
Okay. So
they were trying to address the big faux pas that they had last year at the men's U.S. Open with this will forever be known as the Dustin Johnson rule.
Right. Because can they make it retroactive?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That probably would have been asked had he not won anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So,
So let's just say that it's the rule about, hey, your ball's on the green, and somehow, by accident, it moved, and you can replace the ball now with no penalty.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you were to accidentally, you're moving into to mark your ball and you accidentally kick your ball, whoops, because you have no idea where your feet are.
Yeah.
Or, you drop your ball on your coin and the ball moves and the coin moves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace that.
Or you bend down, your hat falls off, your glasses fall off. Those have happened on multiple occasions for many people. Yeah.
Right. Something so that when you're standing over it and there is no thing that you purposefully did to move your ball from its location, there's now no longer a penalty. Now, this is a local rule that we would invite everybody who has a golf green and calls themselves a golf course to adopt this rule on day one.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Because when a ball is just sitting on the green and it's accidentally moved for darn near any reason, it is common sense that it is not a penalty on the player when they put it back in the spot that they think and everybody else thinks it was. And if that sucker's a half a millimeter off, nobody can see it. It's pretty much in the same place and nobody's going to say anything. So there's no penalty.
Okay, so we got that one fixed.
Yeah.
Now do we start lobbying for the divot in the fairway replacement?
I do. I do. I lobby for that thing, and you know, I give them a free drop.
Yeah.
In the fairway, you know, either that or I give them a place no closer to, you know, as close, you know, one club length no closer to the hole.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, call it a scorecard, a club head length or something. Find some sort of thing that says, guess what? You just knocked it down the middle of a fairway.
Yeah.
And just a few moments before that, somebody else did too, and they took a big chunk of turf out and didn't replace it.
Yeah. Like it could
now
be.
Now you have to play out of that hole or that sand-filled divot hole, or they did put the divot back, but it's now nice and loose.
Right. It has not yet taken root.
Yeah. So we're going to let you just move your ball off that spot, and we're going to put it onto the spot just next to it.
Yeah.
It would be great.
What harm?
It would make complete sense.
What harm is that? And you probably know, too, that it usually does happen after you've hit, like, the best shot of your life.
Of course it does.
And you know that the divot you're sitting in was the guy in the group in front of his fifth shot. And he was just so damn frustrated, he took half the course with him when he took that particular shot.
You know, your ball is sitting in that divot, and it's actually below the level of the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this game is hard enough. Why do we keep doing this stuff to ourselves? And this is going to sound terrible, but unless you're playing for money, there are multiple pages in that rule book that you have stashed away in your bag, Mr. Rules Guy.
Yeah, sorry. I do keep one in my bag.
That the average Joe out there on the golf course, they should not apply. You know, I know it's the rules of the game, but come on, some people took this whole I'm in charge of the rules thing just a tad too seriously, and it went to their heads.
And it looks to me like they've had a little bit of a decision that they've said, hey, I think we've got to ease up here.
Yeah. Well,
boys,
let's
hang on here.
Yeah, let's hope they realize that they've gotten a little ridiculous about this whole thing.
Well, just keep in mind that there's been afoot this discussion of what they call bifurcation of the rules, meaning that for tournament play, all these rules apply, and for people who are just out there casually going about their game, there would be a different set of rules which would be far more lenient.
Yeah.
Because there are real instances that some of these rules, which you and I discuss on air,
mm-hmm.
for the average guy who's our audience, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
That they do not apply. But in competition, they matter because somebody gains an advantage over everybody else in the field. And so therefore, in some of those things, it makes sense so that someone could not gain an unfair advantage over, you know, 100 other people. And so that's why they have rules like
sure,
that.
Sure, I understand.
But for the most people, they're not even playing by them anyway, and they don't care.
Yeah, we don't know them. And if someone says, wait a minute, that's against the rules, well, that's the last time they get invited to come play with us.
Right. And see, that's the real penalty right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Ostracization.
Right. Because you see, if you, John, don't know that there's a rule that says you can't do something.
Right.
Just because somebody brought it up to you that says, hey, guess what, John? There's a rule that says you can't do that. You're not going to care anyway.
No.
You're not going to behave any differently. It's not changing your world. It's not even changing your attitude.
No. And I might even tell them, listen, if you can show me in the rule book where it says that before I hit this ball, then we'll talk about it. And you're probably the only person in the world that could do that.
Get there fast enough?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people that can get there fast enough.
So now we got this rule down. We're still working on the $5 is enough of a penalty for a lost ball. Why do you need to take a stroke two? We'll see if they'll entertain that one
for
us.
Here's a thought for you on that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my rules official hat on and say, okay, you've hit one out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay? You've hit it so badly that it's across the road, not even on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why that shot right there shouldn't be penalized more than the one that I hit that went straight down the middle of the fairway, and it happened to go a little bit too long and plunked into the creek that was 310 yards away, and I hit a 311-yard drive right up the middle.
Because hitting a 311-yard drive is just showing off, and you should be penalized for that.
Tell me why your shot that went 77 yards right and is out of bounds, off the golf course, tell me why that should be penalized the same.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's what you're talking about, the stroke and distance part?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you think you should be able to drop your ball with your one-stroke penalty?
Hey, let's not get all official on me now, okay?
No, just
that's what I'm saying. I lose a ball, it cost me $5. That's enough of a penalty.
Is it?
It is. And if you don't believe it, then...
I get that, but tell me where you're going to drop your ball.
Wherever I feel like it, because I am one of those weekend golf guys, and I will be... right back.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com. TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
And welcome back. We are those weekend golf guys. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Otter Creek, and Trevor producer Mark Hunter at the controls, and Clint McKinley on the line with us from Eagle Watch Golf. Now, don't run to your computer and do a search for Eagle Watch Golf. You get some golf course in Augusta, Georgia or something. Somewhere
down.
That's
a nice place.
Augusta, in the words of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, my man, Augusta, Georgia just ain't no place to be. Okay.
Except for a week in the spring.
But Clint, you're going to put some money in my pocket this next season when I get my first ace, right?
Absolutely. If you're playing at one of our courses with a camera on it, it's all yours.
I knew there'd be a catch.
No catch.
Oh, so just explain to us, is it something you just, you know, you get to the course and you have an opportunity? Is it on a particular par three or any of the par threes, or how's it work, man?
Well, when we sign up a course, we choose one par three on that course to put our equipment on.
Okay.
And it's there permanently.
Cool. So do you have like a kiosk, or is this a decision I have to make when I pays my green fees?
Well, we've got... Well, it's not on the tee box on the hole, but we do have a kiosk in the pro shop.
Okay,
you can enter from there. But we also have a really great app that you can download and play right from the app. And if you got your phone, you're playing from the app. You can play when you get to the tee box.
Oh, so you can do the spur of the moment.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling good. Yeah, buddy.
Your buddies are ribbing you. Yeah,
we're all
I got you right here. Pull out my phone, pull out the app. Yeah, I got it. I'm signed up.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. So what
do you got to do?
You got to get the ball in the hole with one shot.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The hole in one part. Yeah, the part. Well, yeah, how about the part that you're really going to do, John?
You are right. You got to get it in, hole in one. That's the jackpot. But we got three other ways you can win.
Okay.
So if you hit the green, you get 60% of your money back. If you hit it within the flag, depending on whether you enter for $5 or $10, you get $35 or $140 back. If you hit it within 2 feet, depending on what you enter for, you get $75 or $250 back.
Ooh.
So we got a win, even though you lose because you didn't hit the hole in one, you still pocket a lot of money.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got several golfers that are making a living off of us right now.
Oh, then I wouldn't be the first to give that a thought. How many courses? And how long have you been doing this, first off?
We launched the platform in September of 2015.
Okay.
So we've been doing it a little over a year.
Cool.
We launched our app this past August. We're on 30 courses in 5 states. We've got a bunch of new courses signed up in Florida and in Myrtle Beach. So we're really working on those markets right now.
Wow.
That will launch in about 2 more months. So our goal is to be on 100 to 150 by the end of 2017.
So I could, and what does it cost? What is it? You said $5 or $10?
Yeah, it's $5 or $10 to take your shot at it. It has to be on your first shot on the par 3. You can't get up there and take 30 practice swings and then have at it. But you can practice on the range all you want.
Yeah.
But $5 or $10. So those are our two levels.
Fantastic. So that, you know, 250, forget a couple feet, 250, that's a whole lot of hanging out at the clubhouse after.
Absolutely. You can sit and you can drink a whole case if you want to.
Yeah.
I got two questions for you on this thing. How do you go about measuring it? You know, because certainly people are going to lie to you if you don't have a way of measuring it. And secondly, how's the payout work?
Yeah, so the measuring's pretty basic. So our camera videos every golfer that plays the hole automatically. It's motion activated. So if you hit a winning shot, you go to the app or our website, or you call us and give us the information. We ping the camera. They're solar powered and they all have cellular connections, and we review the video to verify the shot. And if it's on the green, it's on the green. And if it's a hole in one, it's a hole in one. These are real high definition cameras, so you can see very clearly. If it's within the flag stick, you just lay the flag pin down and wave at the camera. And then if it's within 2 feet, there's a green 2-foot stripe at the bottom of the flag stick, so we can tell that it's within 2 feet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then to get your money, very easy. We just deposit it into your Eagle Watch golf account. You can use it to play in the future, or you can do a check request and take out as little or as much of your money as you want.
So did this just like come to you in the middle of the night one night and say, wow, I got to wake up and write this down?
Or... Yep. You know, I wish I could say I was that smart.
Okay.
But the idea really came up. It was a group of guys who just sat around and said, you know what, we love golf. How can we make my round of golf or other people's round of golf more exciting? And kind of one thing led to another. And it's like, gosh, if you could, you know, play a par 3 hole and enter money based on the type of shot you hit and get money back, that would sure make it a lot more fun without fundamentally changing the nature of the game. And
Then
it kind of went from there. You know, how do you verify it? What type of equipment do you need? And so on and so forth.
So how much of a hassle does the golf course have to go through to install one of these?
None.
Okay.
So we install the equipment on the course at our cost. It's completely self-contained, so we don't have to tap into any power lines or anything like that. It's very low-key. It blends in with the background very well. The kiosk we install in the pro shop. The course just lets golfers know about the game when they get there, although we do a tremendous amount of marketing and social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some signage on the course to create awareness with the golfers. So, you know, the course, it's great for them because it gets more golfers playing.
Sure.
The ones that do play like playing at the course because they have the opportunity to participate. And we share part of the revenue with the course, so they can put a little change in their pocket.
Okay, so, Clint, what about yardage restrictions? Did I say that? Restrictions. Do you have any?
Yes.
Okay, what are they?
We do, and they're pretty favorable. So, for women, And for women and men who are 70 and older, it's 80 yards. And for everybody else, it's 120.
That it?
You mean it's That's not it? Like that 183-yard barrier that all the hole-in-one
insurance
things
people
do for the scrambles, for the insurance
no,
people?
No. We want people to win. We love giving away money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this guy.
I do too, man. I'll send Somebody you my address, else's. Clint. I'll make you the happiest man in the world.
That's right.
80. You know, surprisingly though, most people don't, you know, they play from the tees they play from.
That's
so,
true, yeah.
You know, if it's a 130-yard shot or 140, you'll have some people that will walk up to 120 on the par 3 and play from there, but most people stay in the general rotation they're already in.
Yeah, because you've probably played the course before, or at least you're used to it. I mean, if I come to a 150-yard par 3, I know what to do. Exactly. I can't always do it, but I know what to do. I know what club to use and you know, stuff like that. So,
yeah,
man, this is great. Now, can everybody just go to like their favorite course and say, hey, I heard about this great thing you guys need to get, and have them get in touch with y'all, or how's it work?
Absolutely. So all they have to do is either call us, or shoot us an email at info@eaglewatchgolf.com, and we'll respond to them and go from there. And, in fact, that's how we're starting to get more and more of our courses, is the golfers that are kind of on the circuit, so to speak, will play at one or two courses, say, in Jacksonville, and then they'll get to one of their courses that doesn't have it, and they'll be like, can you get this? Because we really want it on the course.
Yeah, because we're going back to the other course if you don't.
You got it.
Tell you what, Clint, hang on a second. As people are telling me I got to take a quick break, and we will be right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Don't you move. Every other week, we send you great tidbits, including a weekend tune-up from Jeff Smith, a quick video that'll get you doing something absolutely right on a golf course. Every other week, we send it to you. If you ask us to, just go to thoseweekendgolfguys.com/newsletter and sign up, and you'll lose some strokes in just a matter of a few issues. thoseweekendgolfguys.com/newsletter. Go and subscribe right now. Absolutely free. And more time together. Yeah, we got it. Hey, it's a holiday week. What can I tell you? John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Otter Creek, and Trepper producer Mark Hunter, collectively known as Those Weekend Golf Guys. Clint McKinley on the line with us from Eagle Watch Golf, where you can, at about what, Clint, 30 different courses at this time and more to come?
30 different courses with a whole lot more to come.
You can pay $5 or $10 up front. And if you get a hole-in-one on a particular hole, lots of money.
You get the jackpot.
And is the jackpot like a rolling jackpot, or is it a set amount, or how's it work?
Well, we set the initial amount, and then it rolls each week that somebody doesn't hit a hole-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person hits a hole-in-one on a course in South Carolina and another hits one in Florida during the week, they split it. But if one guy hits it and nobody else does, then they keep the whole thing. And that's what happened. We had a guy in northern Kentucky that had gotten up to 10,000. He hit it on a Friday, I think, and then had to wait till Sunday night to see whether or not he got the whole 10,000 or just part of it.
You know, that would be my luck. I would hit, like, my first ever ace with a $10,000 jackpot on a Monday.
Yeah,
and then
100 other guys.
And 100 other guys. Yeah. Congratulations, John! You won $2.18.
It makes for
imagine
a long
you
week,
would have already it? Spent so much money in buying people drinks throughout the entire week.
I know.
Before the amount comes into your. Into your account, and then you're like, I can't even cash this out.
I didn't win enough to cover my tab, man.
I have to sell my clubs. in my car.
Yeah, but that's okay, man. Just knowing that you've finally got that ace that you've been lusting after all these years. Almost got one. So,
and, well, I was just saying, the best part is you got it on video. So when you make a hole in one, we download it, we repackage it, and then you can, you know, show it to all your friends so they don't call you out on it.
He knows my friends. Right. I got a hole in one. Yeah, right. Clint, explain to me the app. Where do you get it? You can do everything from the app, right?
Absolutely. So you can go to either the, if you got an iPhone, just go to the App Store. If you got an Android, go to the Google Play Store, download it. It's free. It's very simple to use. You just set it up with a password and your email address, put some money in your account, and you're good to go. You can enter your credit card number, or you can scan it with your phone. It couldn't be easier. And then you just pick a course and play.
High tech. All right, so you've got some in Florida at the moment. Are you mainly right now on the East Coast?
Southeast.
Okay, Southeast
would be a good way to describe us.
Yeah,
but we'll be all over the country by the end of 2017 because we're going to hit the big warm weather markets like San Diego and Dallas and Atlanta. So we're going to hit some places like that, and then we'll work our way up into the more seasonal areas, like the Midwest, up on north, northeast.
Yeah, where they have a four-month season. I understand.
Yeah. And we also, if you go to our website, we've got a great three-minute video on how to play the game.
Yeah.
So for people that are new to Eagle Watch Golf, they can watch that, and then they'll be ready to go.
Yeah. That's so cool, man, because I mean, how many times? Twice last year, I came so close that the guys in my group were ready to sign the scorecard and attest to it. I mean, one guy said, "I'm lucky I'm here because I can witness this." And on both occasions, I hit the pin and bounced a couple of feet off away from the hole.
You got to get rid of that really perfect aim.
Right, that's a 250.
You got to be just barely off perfect.
I know. I was too good, man.
Quarter inch off to the side, you know, it hits the pin and goes in.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to, you know, like bring it back just a little bit, to dial it down a little bit. I wonder how much. Even though, I don't know. I guess you couldn't probably do this without boasting to the rest of your group that you're doing it. But you know what it's like when you're playing a scramble. And you give the pretty girl in the tight T-shirt the $20.
Yep.
Knowing you haven't a chance. Because you're standing there going, I could win this money. And the rest of the guys in the group going, all right, are we going to split it if one of us gets it, or is it every man for himself? And, you know, the pretty girl in the tight T-shirt's going, good luck. And you never even get close. So I wonder if the jitters would be the same, or you could probably get immune to the jitters after the first couple times you do this, wouldn't you think?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It becomes old hat.
When you push the button do you have like just some good looking girl in a tight T-shirt on the app just to make you feel at home?
Well, no, but interesting you should bring that up.
Okay.
Because we have a new branding program, sort of like the Red Bull girls. We started the Birdie Bay program where we sent two brand ambassadors out to the course to interact with the golfers to help them become familiar with Eagle Watch Golf.
Uh-huh.
So we just started that about a month ago, and we're going to really build that into our brand and build up our network of brand ambassadors to go to the different courses. But what's really interesting is when they go to a new course that's just getting used to it, we'll have a huge participation rate on the day they're there.
Isn't that funny the way that works, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why that is. We're trying to figure it out, but we're gonna keep working at it for a long time until we figure out what's going on.
All right, well, let me just put a little bug in your ear, Clint, okay?
Yes.
We during the golf season, and, you know, we're close to where you are in Kentucky, on our local Sunday show, we do it every Sunday from a golf course. if you'd like us to, you know, help the birdie babes get around or anything like that, just let us know, because we'd be more than happy to do that, and we wouldn't charge you much.
Well, that's a generous offer. I appreciate that.
We just,
just let me know where to deploy them, and we'll have them there.
Yeah, I think maybe we need to do a couple of run-throughs up at the creek there, Jeff. What do you think? Just to make sure.
You know what? It's a big golf course, and there's plenty of room, and we've got more par threes than most golf courses because we got 27 holes. So mm-hmm. we've got two more par threes. Mm-hmm. So I think that you know it needs some marketing. Because these the people up here, they can kind of get lost.
I'm sure you got a couple of par threes. You've got that one par three there in almost the semi-island par three with lots of trees. You could hang cameras totally out of the way. No one would ever know they're there.
Right.
All right. Well, you guys need to talk. You need to get this worked out so mm-hmm. I can come up to Otter Creek. I know I'm going to lose a few balls in that water, but I'd like to be able to maybe get some of it back, you know? Enough to buy a dozen at the turn. That's all I'm asking for.
Dozen. Love it. Usually it's everybody's going, I got to reload at the turn. Give me a sleeve. John, I need a dozen at the turn.
Well, that's also because not only of the water and, the water, at they don't call it Otter Creek for nothing.
No, that's true.
But it's also a, Robert Trent Jones design?
Yeah.
And as we've said before, Clint, I'm sure you have played golf courses like this too, where I am sure Robert Trent Jones, when he was designing the course, said, how far does John hit it from the tee? Let's put a sand trap there. So
yep. Fluffy, soft, I know those sand, courses I might well. Add.
Yeah. Yeah, fluffy sand, and it's just like, mm-hmm. phew. All right, so it is eaglewatchgolf.com. You can go there and check it out. Go to the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and download the app. Find out what courses there are already, and I'm sure if someone were to get the app, they would be alerted immediately to a course in their area, because there's going to be a lot signing up as soon as we get back home from the Christmas breaks and everybody gets back to actually working for a living, right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Clint, this is a great idea, man, and hopefully I can get a check with your name on it sometime soon. I'm going to be working on it.
We'd love to write it. I'll sign it personally.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Eagle Watch Golf. Clint, great idea. Good luck, man. And like I said, any help we can do, even without the birdie babes, anything we can do to help you get more exposure, get more courses signed up. We are there for you, buddy. All right. We appreciate you spending.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you spending some time with us here on those Weekend Golf Guys. And it's a little cold this week here, but it's going to be warmer soon. Don't know what it's like where you're at, but please, doesn't matter what it's like, whether it's with a ping pong ball in your living room or outside at a real live golf course. Take some time and go play some golf, okay? Check us out, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/golfguys. Or you can always follow us on Twitter, at WKND Golf Guys. And if you miss any part of this show or any of our shows, you want to catch up on the years of fantastic stuff we've done, you check us out at audioboom.com, part of the Golf Talk America Network. Have yourself a great week. See you next year. Bye.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.